Namaskar, my dear friends. Today, let me take you on a fascinating journey into the world of science, where imagination meets reality. We dive into the story of cloud seeding, a marvel that has stirred the minds of many, especially in places thirsty for rain. Let's explore an extraordinary experiment in Solapur, a city in India, which stands as a testament to human ingenuity in coaxing the skies to yield more water. Solapur, cradled by the Western Ghats, is a place where rain seldom dances. This makes it a perfect stage for a groundbreaking experiment in cloud seeding. Picture this. The year is 2018 and 2019. It's summer in Solapur. Scientists embark on a grand venture called CAPEX Phase 4. Imagine a giant laboratory above us where big, puffy clouds are the subjects. The mission? To find out if adding tiny particles to these clouds can summon more rain. How did they do it? Two large airplanes became their chariots, soaring through the clouds. The scientists studied 276 of these cloud giants. In a fascinating game of chance, they added particles to 150 clouds, while 122 were left untouched. Like untouched canvases in nature's art gallery, the revelation? Only about 20 to 25 clouds out of every 100 responded to this nudge, blessing the earth with more rain. But friends, the results were more than just numbers. The magic of science made it rain 18% more. Imagine adding a little over 8 spoonfuls of water to a shower, that's the extra blessing from the skies. The quantity of additional water was staggering, akin to filling about 867 large swimming pools. And the cost? Surprisingly low, like finding a treasure in your backyard. The Solapur experiment, my friends, is a beacon in meteorology and water management. It teaches us invaluable lessons. Not all clouds are generous donors of rain. We must be wise in choosing our clouds. In a place like Solapur, where every drop of water is precious, cloud seeding is a boon. The scientists also crafted a special digital tool to identify the most promising clouds for seeding. Cloud seeding, though a marvel, isn't a lone warrior against drought. It's a crucial piece in the larger puzzle of water conservation. So, what does the future hold? This experiment in Solapur isn't just about making rain. It's a stepping stone in understanding this marvel of science. It's about refining our techniques, unraveling the mysteries of tiny particles in the clouds. Perhaps, in the days to come, cloud seeding could be our ally in addressing global water crisis, nurturing a blue planet with care and wisdom. Until then, let's marvel at this intersection of science and nature, where human endeavor meets the skies, promising hope and life. Thank you for joining me in this narrative of innovation and dreams. Stay curious, stay inspired.